Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you know any cheap people?
Of course.
Really?
Like, I don't hang out with them.
Oh, okay. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we will teach you how to deal with cheap people. Do you have a cheap friend? Or, if you're like me, and you deal with cheap people at work, then this episode is for you. We will talk about surviving the cheapness, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
We will approach this show in two parts.
Okay.
First is dealing with cheap people while we're working, mm-hmm. and the second is dealing with cheap people
while
in
you're
our
out?
Personal life.
Yeah.
Yes. And at work, when we're talking about at work, we're referring to mostly the restaurant business.
Absolutely.
It's going to translate into other
avenues. And
avenues,
stuff.
Yes, absolutely. For instance, I have a business, mm-hmm. okay? And I deal with cheap people, but first, I've learned to recognize them immediately.
Okay. So what are these signs? Tell us about the cheap people signs.
Okay. Now, cheap people, the first thing that you have to do when you're dealing with cheap people is you have to reframe what is cheap and what is inexpensive and what is expensive.
True.
Because sometimes cheap people think that cheap is just the price, mm-hmm. and that's not true. There's a value that's inherent in cheapness. Value meaning something may be cheap but expensive, as you've heard that phrase,
yeah.
because if you have to repurchase or if it goes away, if it breaks,
it's not worth it. Yeah.
Yes, it's not worth it. So
it's better to pay the money in the end.
It's
the
better
one time,
to pay
and it saves you time and money.
Boom. Boom. And usually for me, I do shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a screen printing and embroidery company. I've been doing it for years. And cheap people usually use words like only. I only have this many shirts. Oh, it's only this. They try to minimize your work
yeah.
so that they can get a cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I get a phone call, cheap people tend to, the first thing out of their mouth is price. Meaning, when you take a call and someone gives you a greeting, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then they talk about their project.
Mm-hmm.
That's also nice. And then it might be the third or fourth thing, they want to know your turnaround time, and then they want to know the cost.
Yeah.
Or the price, I should say. That's a regular call.
A normal phone call.
Exactly. And cheap people get on, and they'll say, what's it cost for this, this, and this? They want to hear anything else. So unfortunately, those are the triggers to know if the person's cheap or not. And then I always quote them higher than
yeah.
normal, because you want to knock them off of the thing. First of all, I don't even want to deal with cheap people. I don't want, because it's going to be issues down the
yes,
road.
Because they want more. They want the bang for their buck, and they want the premium tier.
Yes.
But with the budget price.
Exactly. And there's a triangle of things in business, and I did not make it up. It's either you can choose two out of the three. You can choose cheap, you can choose fast, and you can choose quality. You can get the quality and the fast, but it won't be cheap.
Yeah.
You can get the cheap and the you can get the
cheap quality, but it won't be fast.
Yes.
Or you can get, yeah, I get it, makes sense.
Yes, you can choose.
Or cheap and fast, but it won't be quality.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cheap and fast, it won't be quality. For exactly, I may have butchered that. Now, getting right into it, if people prioritize, so let's bring it into the restaurant because we work at the restaurant.
Yeah.
How do you tell when a person's cheap when they're in the restaurant?
Usually the first thing out of somebody's mouth that's usually cheap, is that come with free refills?
Yes, that's talking price, yes, right out the gate.
Right off the rip.
Yes. And so that's why I believe it translates into other avenues. Mm-hmm. You know, cheap people can't help it.
Yeah.
So in my mind, there are two types of cheap people when it comes to the restaurant. There's the silent cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the ask cheap.
Yes.
Okay. And so with the silent cheap, they tend to use their finger or their head when they're noticing the price. So when they're looking at the menu, they go down the price side of it first and then look over at what items they can get for the price.
Yeah.
And you can notice the direction.
Most people read from left to right. They're reading from right to left.
Thank you. And that's how you can recognize the silent cheap in the restaurant. And you see them, they either use their head or their finger. They will scroll down the left side, the right side of the menu, and they'll see their price point, and then they'll move over. Oh, I'll have the chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Or what kind of wine? What type of wine would you have? And they'll go down and they'll look over. And they'll go down and they'll look over. They're scanning for the price. Nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's fine to be cheap. There's a difference between cheap and frugal. We're not getting into that. Unfortunately, what we're talking about here today is cheap in an annoying way.
Yes.
Cheap in a hurtful way where they're keeping their money, they're abusing your services, and then they're not paying you for your services.
Yes.
I mean, that's not good.
Mm.
So now when you're talking about the ask people, what do you glean from that? Because you get it all the time.
You get it all the time, yeah.
They want more of everything. For nothing.
Oh, I can't have, what do you mean? So is this on the house or do you have the free bread or
yes.
Do you have just like anything?
Oh, what do you do for birthdays?
Yes.
It's like, do you want dessert or not?
Not. Exactly.
You know what I mean? We sell shit here.
Exactly.
They want, oh my gosh, they expect you, and some places do it.
Yeah.
But when you expect a business to give you something for free, just because you say it was your birthday last month.
Mm-hmm. Don't expect anything.
Don't expect anything.
Let me offer it to you or let me surprise you in the end.
And you know what? We do give stuff away for free.
Yeah.
But not to you.
Not to you.
The
minute you start with the ticky, the nitpicking.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's over. You know, you already got on our radar. Mm-hmm. And then now you went from normal customer to that customer.
Exactly.
And you never want to be that customer.
You never want to be that customer. Because it shuts down the lanes of us giving you things.
Yeah.
And it's always the nice people that get, not always. The times when cheap people get something for free, they had to have battled for it, complained. That's the ask person.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they're the same people who change up the whole menu.
Yes.
Okay. And then they'll be like, well, this doesn't taste right. First of all, you didn't order the same thing that's on the menu.
Correct.
You made it your own.
You made it your own. And I always tell people, we can substitute things, but if you're going to change the menu, it's like you're going to have to get it regardless of what it tastes like.
Exactly.
Because now it's not his dish. We stand behind our dish.
We stand behind what we know is tried and true and works.
Correct. It wasn't made the way that we usually make it or, you know. Okay, that's on us.
Yeah,
if you start to make stuff up, that's your dish.
That's your dish.
You're buying your dish.
Yeah.
We're not comping your dish.
No, you bought this dish.
You bought this dish.
You asked for it. We made it the way you said you wanted it.
Yes. And the way that I phrase it is, I say the chef puts the menu together for a reason, and he stands behind that. If you change his creations, it's really something that you're going to accept either way.
Yeah.
You know, he can't guarantee your flavors.
You can't guarantee that work.
Exactly.
You know, he's going by what, like we said, tried and true. It's been tested. Before anything hits any menu, you're either dealing with somebody who's going to check it. You're dealing with somebody who is going to, you know, before anything goes through and it's tried, you know, I've tested it. We've had meetings about it.
Yes.
Do you guys like it? Do you not like it? What is wrong with it? Or what is right
with it? We printed the doggone menu. Yeah. That's your sign that exactly. We're standing behind this product.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's been through at least two or three hands before it ever hits a menu.
Yes. That's at our least. Blue magic.
Yes.
We stand by it.
Honest.
We guarantee it. Yeah. And people don't realize that. You know? It's not easy to put a menu together.
No.
It looks like, oh, it's just a burger or it's just this pasta or whatever. Oh, does that come with Alfredo?
No.
No, when are you getting fish and Alfredo sauce? You know, you're not a chef here. I get it. There's some things that, you know.
That you like and that's fine.
That you like and you want to move around.
And if you want that, then like you said, right off the rip, we said, hey, now you've created something.
Yes.
You have to live with it.
If it's beyond a substitution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If it's a substitution, no problem.
But when you start, the best is... Is there an extra charge?
Yes.
Like when they start to move stuff around?
Yes.
You're like, ooh.
Yes.
Yes. The free refill, discover free refills, and is there a charge for this? He lets you know.
I had a brunch table, which it almost sounded like they were cheap, but they weren't. They were just not familiar with the how it worked.
The parameters.
Yes, okay. The parameters. And it's not complicated. It's all included.
Yeah.
And I was, you're overcomplicating it.
Yeah, it's easy.
But I don't want the buffet. What if I just get this menu items? And I said.
The small plates?
Yeah.
That's a part of the buffet.
I go, it's all included.
Yeah.
You know, none of these items, they come out of the kitchen. They're not on the floor. I explained it very well. It took me 7 minutes yesterday.
Oh my God.
And then it's one after another. So, you know, what if I don't know if I want that, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, let's start over. I said, this, that, and the other. You get to choose among all of it. But if you just have this one thing, it's
still
the same
price. Yeah.
You know, but you can make that choice of.
And you can have unlimited amounts of that.
Unlimited amounts of it.
Yeah.
Including the drinks, including this. And then the husband was trying to say, it's a good deal. I said, discuss it amongst yourself. I'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, 7 minutes in, I'm.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
7 minutes is an eternity, okay?
It's an eternity when you really have to keep your feet moving. And in the end, they were very generous. They gave me 25% because I overcame their. It wasn't a cheapness.
Yeah.
You're not overcoming cheapness.
No.
What it was they never been there. They didn't know what to expect.
Lack of information.
Yes, lack of information. And so I took that as an opportunity to make sure that I can turn these people into somewhere that would speak favorably of the place and want to come back themselves. And they left very happy because they came for a celebration.
Yeah.
Their son, pastor, was becoming a doctor.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Passes boards and everything?
He had his white coat ceremony.
Okay.
I guess it's called.
There's a lot of things that doctors do, so I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I never went to medical school, so, you know, it's like a pilot getting his wings, I suppose, you know?
Okay.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I made it a big deal on their behalf for that.
Absolutely.
Because
that's an accomplishment.
Not just an accomplishment for him, for the family.
Yeah.
Because the family has to make sacrifices for him to do the things that he's going to do. I'm assuming, you know? I'm assuming. And so, yes, listen to the order in which someone it's okay to talk about price, but if it's the first or second thing they talk about, have you ever came up to a table and to say, how much is this without having a greeting?
Yeah,
hello first.
Hi, how are you
today? Yes, how are you?
How is your day going?
Yes, I'm a human being over here. And when they say, how much is the crab legs or whatever, or how much when they talk price
off
the first or second thing that they say to you, definitely a cheap person.
Definitely a red flag.
Definitely a red flag. And then you know in which that you're they're there for that value thing. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the cheap ask people tend to be very critical because they're trying to not tip you or even pay for stuff.
Yeah.
So they want to have that. They want to get over.
They want the plausible deniability in their mind.
Yes. They want to. This wasn't that good. Yeah. This wasn't that good.
Can we do something about this or this? Or,
yes.
What are you gonna do for me?
Yes.
What are you gonna
Nothing
do?
Nothing, because we don't want you to come back. Okay. We want you happy enough to not talk badly about us, but please.
You don't need to come back.
And I want to address something. I feel for restaurants that want to fill their doors by promoting in a coupon fashion when there's a giveaway. Remember when you guys still do 2-for-1 lunch?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Not since COVID. I think the COVID summer was the last summer we did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But unrelated to COVID.
No.
It was just like a money thing. You're not going to give away. And yeah, I got you. If your restaurant has coupons, we had a, during the summer, it's typically slower in South Florida. And we had what's called a summer camp menu.
You guys still do for one or no?
No. They cut that out. And that was because we were bought, and the new owners were like, what?
What?
Do a 2-for-1 lunch? No, no, no. And so they, whenever there's a coupon, 2-for-1 lunch, a special, you're bringing in cheap people.
Oh, yeah.
You are bringing in cheap people. And now cheap people, more often than not, are trying to game the system.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the complainers.
Yeah.
They're going to be the over-criticizers. And they are really trying to get all from you.
Yeah.
And they fail to realize realize it's a business. Yes, you came through the door. Yes, that we are providing you with XYZ. And then, so my example was with the 2-for-1 lunch. I remember... two scenarios. I remember these people were so cheap that you had to get each have a beverage. Doesn't matter. It didn't have to be alcohol. It could be an iced tea or a soda, and order two entrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you get the 2-for-1.
And you get the 2-for-1. That's a great deal.
That
you get one of the entrees off. Oh, but I want an appetizer for my entree. Who are you to tell me what my entree is?
Nobody.
You're right. But if you want...
if you want this deal,
yes,
this is what the deal is.
This is what the deal is. And they're arguing with me. And I step back because it's not my place to argue with anybody. And I tell them, all I know is these are the parameters.
Yes.
Now, the other one's like, I don't want to have any... I'm not drinking a drink, so I don't want... It's okay. So the check came. Nothing was taken off. Because I told you what the parameters were.
You have to get a drink.
And they paid the higher bill because they were seeing the forest for the trees. They were saying that they didn't want the iced tea or the soda. You didn't have to drink it.
Yeah. For $3 to save 16 or 20.
Yes.
Do the math.
Do the math. So they were cheap and stupid.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not a good combo.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand. So, you know, they'll try to barter, beg, and bargain.
Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with asking. But then when you go beyond that, you know, when you're annoying.
So yesterday at my job right now, because it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
We did a promotion we didn't do it, but our company did it. So they gave all the local concierges drink tickets.
Okay.
One drink per party of four for free. No big deal. Written right on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had multiple people like try to use, like, you know, it says right in there, per party of four.
Maybe they can't read.
You get two drink tickets. You're like, what are you doing? Yeah. I know there's only four of you. It says you're not getting two drinks. You're getting one. Okay, you can save the other one for the next time you come.
Okay, so now let's parse this out. I've experienced things like that where they try and then they back off because they know, you ask, sometimes they say, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, sometimes, no, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Insist.
Yes, don't insist if it's right there in plain letters.
And that's the cheap person.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with shooting your shot.
It's like,
you caught me.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes you got to give it to them.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to shoot your shot. I think we've all shot our shot.
You have
in
to.
In one way, form, or fashion.
You don't get forward in life without shooting your shot.
Absolutely.
And
we're not mad at you for shooting your shot.
We're not mad at you.
We're just telling you once we either deflect it or block you.
Yes.
Okay. Let it go.
Just let it go. And then here, it seems harmless to them, but here's the casualty. We are working.
Yeah.
Okay. And even asking on your behalf can add up.
Time.
Not just time. We all have those people, like if you ask me, let's just say, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then if I know the answer, I'm not even going to ask.
No.
Because
I know the answer.
I know the answer, but there are some servers that get coerced into asking, and then that server does ask, even if you got your way, even if the manager did it. You know what you did to that server? Over time, as that server keeps asking because they don't have the spine to do it, they get pinned in the managers and owners' minds as a person who cannot follow
through
with instructions.
Absolutely.
And they maybe won't lose their job because of that, but they don't get the credit for when things go sideways. Mm-hmm. They don't have a buffer there.
Yeah,
they're a pain in the ass anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
they're in the manager's ear all the time.
They're in the manager's ear in the wrong way because you get labeled that, particularly with chefs as well.
Oh yeah,
if you come through with these stupid substitutions,
like, you know the answer, man. Get out my face.
Yes.
Yo, I have to yell at people at my job all the time because they'll ask me and I'm like, no, the answer's no, because I don't want that same person to come in here. It needs to be uniform. I don't need that next guest to come in here and tell me, well, this person did it for me this time. No, they shouldn't have. Okay. And I shouldn't have to tell you that they shouldn't have, but I will.
Yeah. And that happens all the time. It really causes friction.
Yeah.
Because you want to be the hero. You're looking out for your tip, which is fine. I get that. But you have to do it the right way.
The right way.
And if you're moving mountains to do certain things that you know, there's always exceptions.
Always.
There's always. But you got to read the room.
Mm-hmm.
You got to read the room. If you're that one person, you're not there all the time. And really, some people don't have that cachet where they can go behind a bar and make that special thing for the person.
Yeah.
Or talk the chef into the... a lot of us have to toe that line.
Mm-hmm.
And this far, no further, and that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So you're really, if we can't do something all the time, if it's not repeatable, don't do it the one time.
No.
Unless a manager or owner makes the exception. If you're making the exception, you're selfish and you're affecting your coworkers. And I've been affected by it, but I don't really give a crap.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm trying to keep my job. I've told people, you're trying to get me fired.
Yeah.
I don't know what that person did to get it. I don't know, and I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
You know, because I was told this. Now what? What do you want me to do? When I was told specifically, we can't do this. They want to say, oh, you can't have Bellinis, or you can't have the peach schnapps and all that stuff. Okay.
Okay.
You
got to drink your normal bubbles with some OJ in it.
Yeah, I got bills to pay. You know what I mean? I'm here to represent you.
Yeah.
I'm your liaison as your server, but you have to also trust me.
Yeah.
So that's the casualty of getting your way in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
When it adds up on the same person, it can end up costing them some points. You know, you need that buffer zone of, oh, he doesn't always do that. So if something happens,
this is a rarity, or this is that.
It doesn't happen all the time. It's like, oh, he's a pain in the ass. Oh, he's always giving away the thing, or he's always substituting this and that.
He always has with your chefs, they hate him. And if you're constantly that person with that long list, that ticket that comes out, it's three things, but it's like a full foot and a half.
Yes.
Because you are typing or doing whatever you're doing.
Mm.
we're not here to read books.
We're in the balancing act. You have to do what's right for your kitchen, and you have to do what's right for your guests.
Yeah.
And you know when the kitchen's being a little I don't want to say petty, and it's definitely not lazy, but it's definitely set in their ways.
Oh, absolutely.
When they can do something,
and they should be able to do it. Yeah,
they should be able to do it.
And we know those things. And there's been times I'll go back like, you know, that's in the parameters.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not actually to change the world right now. And correct. I'll take the guest side on that. But at the same time, yes, there's also things that, you know, you're like, ooh. Or you have to go back and say, sometimes it comes out, I'm sorry. You know, let me know. I already talked to chef. I know we don't normally do this. And I go talk to my kitchen staff, like, yeah. And that's communication, though.
That's communication. And you have to be your guest's advocate.
Yeah.
That's what we're there for. And so the successful restaurants are the ones that really, you know, define the lines.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. And if you don't do it, don't do it. But when you do it, you're part of the problem as well.
Yes.
Because that person didn't learn anything. They learned that they could, you know, they can get away with stuff.
They can pimp the system.
They can pimp the system. Now, let's transition into dealing with people, cheap people in your personal life.
Okay.
Do you know any cheap people?
Of course.
Really?
Like, I don't hang out with them.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Fool me once. Ain't gonna get fooled again.
No, nothing feels more energetically low and tight than hanging out with a cheap person.
Oh, man. Yeah. I haven't hung out with cheap people in a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yo, we filtered them out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm a man of principle, and sometimes I'm cheap in strange places. I don't consider myself a cheap person, but there's some things that I just refuse to pay for.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's okay for being frugal with certain things, too. Absolutely.
And yeah, if it's not a value play.
Yeah.
Dealing with how to deal with cheap people in your personal life. And I'm the same with you. Thank goodness I have no cheap people around
me. You know what drives, and you know how people are cheap? Like the separate checks, and you tell them, I've told a guest before, you guys all had the same thing. When I separate this check, it's going to say the same amount.
Yes.
So, and I think people, some people are like, well, I don't want to really be associated with that person in that tip, so I don't want to have
that. Yes. Now, I learned that because I used to think that it was cheap people that would separate the check, and I was wrong. It's the person that knows that they're not cheap
and
they don't
want to
be associated with this cheap person.
Yes.
So let's separate the check and let them deal with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way that you deal with a cheap person in your life. We don't have that problem, but you separate the check.
Yeah.
You do what you do. And you know, you're
just I don't want my name on that one.
Yeah, I don't want the name on that. And you see it when you get the thing. You're like, yo, they split the. This is like completely different tips.
Night and day, yo.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll see like, oh, and then you'll be like, and you're like, you know, and usually you open a book. Let's say that first one is the good.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, oh, I might have killed it. You look at the next one like, ooh. Okay, at least they balanced it out for me.
5 on 80. Yeah. Ooh. That hurts.
At least they balanced it out for me a little bit.
and sometimes I feel like friends of cheap people do that.
Yeah. They try to help out. Yeah, they try to balance it out.
They try to balance it out. And I've gone, I've tried to make sure if I'm not the one paying.
That at least they get what they need.
Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, you look over like, kind of look.
Wait for them to walk away first and be like.
Yeah,
you know.
You gotta go to the bathroom? Go ahead. Why don't you go to the bathroom real quick?
Or now I'd just be like, listen, don't embarrass me.
Yeah, don't.
Don't embarrass me, okay? I'm not having it. And it's number one way to deal with cheap people in your personal life. You want to hazard a guess?
No. I want you to just let it out. Tell me.
Don't hang out with them.
Oh, well, I thought we said that already. I thought we've already gave those people the stiff arm.
We gotta.
We had to bring it back.
We had to reiterate. Make sure that you know you got to cut them off.
Yeah,
because it's effort.
It's more effort
than you need in your life.
Oh, it is.
And I just want to be clear. We're not talking about people who are value conscious or
no.
There's an art to being cheap.
Oh yeah.
People are in there.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they twist things to their financial benefit
mm-hmm.
and try to take more than they give, and it's no bueno. And so if you can't avoid them, And if you're doing something with them, my suggestion to you is to let them make the plans of what you're going to do together.
Yeah.
Because they will give you the baseline of what they're interested in. And that way, if you're going to a high-end restaurant with a cheap person, it's gonna make them uncomfortable, yeah, first of
they're
all.
Already
you don't
want to
do that. Yeah. And then they're going to be the ones that, you know, sipping on the water,
yeah,
taking the separate checks, and having the cheapest thing on the appetizer menu,
yeah,
and didn't have a good time. They're going to be overcritical and things like that. You want to alleviate that and say, where would you like to go?
What's in your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Where do you feel comfortable going where you can feel like you're splurging for yourself?
Exactly. And they will let you know what they're comfortable,
yeah,
with, and you'll have a much better,
absolutely,
better thing. And so if you...
That's a great... I like that.
Thank you.
That's perfect. You know, yeah, let them choose.
Yeah. And if you are more open, if you really want to elevate the experience a little bit more, you're going to have to offer to make up the difference,
mm-hmm,
or pay. But you really have to, you have to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I don't go to, you know, Applebee's. Let's go here and I'll pick up XYZ. I'll pick up the appetizer, or I'll buy you dinner. You pay for the rest of the, what? I don't know.
Yeah, I got the tab. You pay the tip or something like that. You
don't want to.
Well, you just make, you tell me, give me a number. You tell them what they're tipping. Okay?
Yes, you tell them what they're tipping. That's a good suggestion as well. Yes. You pay the tip and it's cheaper on them, but
still
I'm
way
gonna
cheaper.
Tell you it's not gonna be up to you.
No. I'm gonna give you a number.
20%.
Yeah, I'm giving you a number, like, hey, this meal was XYZ, you owe me $40. Let's go. Okay, we're good.
I love it. And the third way is set the expectations.
Yeah. And I think we just kinda talked about setting
we
the expectations.
We did kinda talk about that. You set the expectations, that way they can relax.
Yeah.
Because if someone's your friend and you're having a meal in front of them, you don't want to make them feel bad.
No, you want them to be able to enjoy themselves as well. Absolutely.
Yes, you want them to enjoy themselves. And you want you to enjoy them. You don't want any friction. And we're going to wrap it up with the last thing is to confront them. You know, you need a little healthy confrontation once in a while. However, you need to do it in a way that...
You don't want to break them.
Correct. Because when you confront them, there's going to be blowback. So you better hold on.
Yeah.
Because cheap people know they're cheap, but they don't want to admit that they're
cheap. They never want to admit they're cheap.
Okay? They will use all the other colorful words in the dictionary, but cheap ain't going to come out of their mouth. And then when you call them cheap, you're going to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
So separate the behavior from the person is my suggestion. Separate the behavior from the person, and then, you know, we'll see if the, you know.
Hopefully it doesn't blow back too hard on you.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on the record? Do you have any to add?
No, you did. That was pretty spot on.
Yeah, I think we're right.
Yeah, but that was pretty spot on with from the restaurant point of view to the personal point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You clicked on everything that we could even think of, and you even touched on the little things like when we go out. At least now they know. And for people out there who don't know or who have cheap friends, this is how you kind of deal with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if
this way you're not feeling uncomfortable, because it kind of sucks to know that you have to be, you know, or even have to be that guy that has to pay the whole bill or be, you know. But as long as you understand, then you're not in for disappointment.
Correct. Yes. And if you have any cheap people in your life, comment, because we are on YouTube, so that you'll be able to write comments. If you're listening through the audio app, do us a favor. Make sure that you subscribe, you know, on either platform. Share, and you can follow us on Instagram. I'm a good follow at The Modern Waiter Podcast. We get emails. The email is themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Reach out. Let me know about your cheap person, and maybe we can chit-chat about that.
Yeah.
And so definitely we enjoy doing this for you. So if you do like the show, do consider passing it on to a friend.
Pass it on.
Yes. All love, baby. And we appreciate the support so far. And we'll talk to you later. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, people.
Later.
Peace. Son, I'm broke as shit. Tired of being broke as shit. Son, I'm broke as shit. Tired of being broke as shit. Son, I'm broke as shit. Tired of being broke as shit. Tell you what though, I'ma get that paper.